A U.S. military commander in northern Iraq is accusing the Turkish army of trying to destabilize the situation in the ethnically mixed city of Kirkuk. American troops say they intercepted a group of Turkish special forces trying to enter the city in vehicles loaded with weapons. Turkey's foreign minister denies the accusation. NPR's Ivan Watson reports from Kirkuk.
Less than 3 weeks after the Iraqi army abandoned this oil-rich city, the U.S. military commander in charge here is hunting for soldiers. Not Saddam Hussein's men, but troops from neighboring Turkey.
The Turkish influence is here. I mean, the Turkish military is here. I've caught them.
Last week, Colonel William Mayville of the Army's 173rd Airborne Brigade says his men stopped five vehicles headed to Kirkuk behind a convoy of humanitarian aid. 12 of the passengers were detained, he says, after they identified themselves as members of the Turkish Special Forces. They were dressed in civilian clothes, but their vehicles were loaded with M4 rifles, grenades, Browning high-powered pistols, night vision goggles, and body armor. On Friday, Turkey's foreign minister dismissed reports of the alleged detention. But Colonel Mayville is now accusing the Turkish military of trying to destabilize Kirkuk by aggravating the existing tensions between the city's Kurds and Turkish-speaking Turkmen.
What they're trying to do is specifically increase the presence of the Turkish presence down here. They would like to see nothing more than civil unrest on a scale sufficient that would justify Turkish conventional forces coming down here and participating, if you will, in peacekeeping or peacemaking operations.
In the months leading up to the war, Ankara repeatedly warned it would intervene in Iraq to protect the Turkmen community here and to prevent armed Kurdish factions from seizing Kirkuk and its rich oil fields. When Saddam Hussein's army fled the region earlier this month, thousands of Kurdish guerrillas poured into Kirkuk in a move that sharply raised tensions with the city's Arab, Christian, and Turkmen communities. The U.S. military has since established a presence in Kirkuk, and the Americans appear to have been welcomed by all sides. But some Turkmen, like this English teacher named Nuradim Hamid, say they also want Turkish troops to protect them.
Yes, I want. I want Turkish soldiers to come here within the Allied forces. Why the Kurdish ethnic groups are helped by the Kurdish soldiers and troopers, and went home also from Turkey.
That demand has long been promoted by a group called the Iraqi Turkmen Front. The front has occupied several buildings around the city, declaring them party headquarters, and it has clashed with Kurds and other Turkmen residents who have refused to join under the party's blue and white flag. The U.S. military here says Turkey has been trying to arm the Turkmen Front to strengthen its position against the rival Kurdish parties within Kirkuk. As proof, one army spokesman pointed to the recently detained Turkish Special Forces vehicles. Among the contents seized from the vehicles, he said, was a banner of the Iraqi Turkmen Front. Ivan Watson, NPR News, Kirkuk, Iraq.